It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you to everybody for locking in all over North America. I'll be hanging out with you for the next 2 hours. This is a four-hour show. It gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. Our super producer and host, Ryan Hickey, he's in New York City. You can always listen to the show on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, SiriusXM channel 375. You can tune in on a smart speaker, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. And if you know how to use YouTube, I'm assuming you do, you can watch this show live on YouTube. What's up to the wonderful viewers who are looking at me wearing my Tulane Green Wave shirt? Yeah, just go to YouTube, type in the Infinity Sports Network, and you could be sitting here in the studio right along with me. 855-212-4227 is the number. That's 855-212-4227. Thank you so much to former NFL player, everything, personality here, radio this, CBS there, Westwood One that. Thank you to Ross Tucker for joining us in the last break. Pretty much said the Eagles, well, they're going to just have to beat the Kansas City Chiefs outright if they want to win, if they want to win the rematch. Not to spoil anything. Yeah. It's Kansas City Chiefs all or nothing until somebody beats them. Just what it is. And they're not going to win every game. Would anybody be shocked if they won again? Hell no. We got a week and almost 2 weeks to talk about the Super Bowl. Now, how about this? Some other news that came down the pipe. You got Eberflus, who's the new offensive coordinator. Or excuse me, he's the defensive coordinator. That's what his problem when he was in Chicago. Eberflus is now in Dallas with Brian Schottenheimer. Okay, all right. If you missed a minute of the show, hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. We talked about a lot. And we'll get back into Jimmy Butler. You know, Ross just called us as we were explaining some of the future possibilities for Jimmy, but we'll get to that. De'Aaron Fox, now the latest NBA player who wants to get moved. What else is new? Well, NBA players want to get moved. The trade deadline is Thursday the 6th, so we got a little bit more than a week before we see who moves and when. As I said, I hope Jimmy Butler gets sent to Mars, but that is wishful thinking. One other thing I really agree with Ross about. Like, half the damn NFL is looking for a QB. Half the NFL is looking for a quarterback that they can believe in for the next 5-10 years. Get them to a Super Bowl and just win one in this Patrick Mahomes era. And it's interesting timing. We got all these teams that have hired new coaches. The only team that has yet to hire a head coach is the Saints. And we got guys like Cliff Kingsbury. He's just like, you know what? I don't want that job. I'll stay right here in Washington, D.C. and work it out with Jaden Daniels. Not a bad gig. I just told you about Schottenheimer adding Eberflus to his room to be defensive coordinator. Talked about Aaron Glenn and the New York Jets earlier in the show. Liam Cohen is now the head coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Pete Carroll found another NFL job leading the Las Vegas Raiders. And you want to know what all these teams, for the most part, have in common? Besides being a bunch of losers? The Raiders. They got questions at QB. The New York Jets. They got questions at QB. The Jacksonville Jaguars are paying their QB more than $50 million a year. And they're hoping that he could stay healthy or at least live up to being a number one overall pick. And then the Dallas Cowboys, well, they got a quarterback. They're paying him $60 million a year. Highest paid quarterback in the NFL. But the owner in the team is just dysfunctional. Out of everybody that I just named, Brian Schottenheimer, Pete Carroll, Aaron Glenn, Liam Cohen with the Jags, which coach is best set up to actually have some success? Like, which one of these head coaches can actually have a sustained run of success with the team that just hired him? I hate to be that guy again. Somebody's going to call me up and go, hey, JR, that's ageism right there. Pete Carroll, he's 73 years old. He is a bridge head coach. He is a bridge head coach. There's nothing about Pete Carroll and his quarterbacks, whoever the hell it is, and we don't know. Is Russell Wilson going to be let go from the Steelers? Are the Steelers going to keep Fields instead of Wilson? Is Wilson then going to go to Vegas? Is he going to then have the most amazing 1 year ever? I don't know. But Pete Carroll and the Raiders, thinking about them in regards to long-term anything, is just a complete waste of time. And it's kind of nuts because when Pete Carroll was introduced yesterday, he actually said that we can win without a QB.
The quarterback position is so unbelievably overblown about because there's only a few guys that are the great ones, you know, and they can change the game, but there's not very many guys like that. But you can still be highly successful and productive in building your team around the game that allows the quarterback to manage his aspect of it.
What? Is it the goal is to win a championship, not just be good. And nobody just wants to, oh, let's just be good because there's only but a few great ones. No, man, you want to have a great one so you can win. Like, we're not in no damn era of, let's throw out Brad Johnson. What was that bum ass from Chicago? Rex Grossman. No, we're far gone from that. You can't just serve out a defense and go, hey, well, keep the other team to 15 points and then we can do the rest by running the ball. No, them days are gone. You got to have a QB. Look at the guys that were just playing over the weekend. Look at the teams that were just playing last weekend. Not this one, but the prior divisional round. Jaden Daniels, Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen. You gotta have a QB if you really want to have a shot at winning a Super Bowl. Come on now. The Cincinnati Bengals, they beat the Chiefs and went to the Super Bowl. If we took Joe Burrow off of that miserable-ass cheapskate team, the Bengals would still be in obscurity. They barely got to 9-8 this year. Joe Burrow is an MVP finalist. We know he's not going to win, but he's an MVP finalist. He's a great one. And he was dragging him along because he can throw the ball out to Chase, who's going to get paid out the ass in a couple of months. I don't know what Pete Carroll is talking about. Somebody needs to talk to him, and Pete Carroll knows more football than I ever forgot, but he is serving the public a load of crap by saying, oh, we don't need a quarterback to win. Well, yes, you do. I know what world you're living in. So we can just eliminate the Raiders right out of the gate. Best chance of success, not Pete Carroll. He'll stick around for a year or two and off to a consulting job at, I don't know, USC or something like that. He's going to be gone. How about the team with the highest paid quarterback in the entire NFL? Let's look at the Dallas Cowboys. Dak Prescott coming off yet another injury. Sticking around with his offensive coordinator, Brian Schottenheimer. What is this going to look like for them Cowboys? You can have Rico Dowdle out there all you want. They ended up telling Ezekiel Elliott, man, you can't run 2 yards. Get out of here. And CeeDee Lamb is too much of a target. Yeah, Cooks was worth what? I don't know. Think he's past his prime. And then Brian Schottenheimer, he has the job because Jerry Jones can basically boss him around. But Brian Schottenheimer told everybody, he says, you know what? I'm a good guy. and people respect me. I guess that'll work.
I think as we build this thing out, as the culture comes together of this team, that's where I feel like my greatest impact will be felt. With the relationships, the ability to communicate.
Okay. A whole lot of nothing, right? Have you ever heard an NFL head coach say anything at his introductory press conference that made you go, man, I believe in that guy. Oh, we're going to win. It's all hollow and empty. I think we've reached the point. And if you're a coach, I understand. For instance, Aaron Glenn, he brought his whole family to the press conference yesterday. Told everybody up and down that he's excited to be the head coach of the New York Jets. This is a job that he wanted. Drafted by the Jets in the first round in 1994. I do not blame him. He's had other opportunities, but this is the job that I wanted. Yeah, because it's glorious if you can turn the New York Jets around. But from the outside looking in, it's been a disaster for everybody that's ever had the job. You have the owner who's admitting that he can do a better job. You have yet another general manager coming in to run the team. Why should anybody feel optimistic about the joke that has been the New York Jets? 14 years they haven't made the postseason. And Aaron Glenn is making declarations about how they will be better? Well, damn it, Aaron Glenn, you going to go out there and play quarterback? Are you going back out there and playing opposite, Sauce Gardner? Are you going to go back on the field? You playing nickel? Aaron Glenn, head coach of the New York Jets, says, you know what? I can't wait to turn this team around and make people respect the Jets.
Put your seatbelts on and get ready for the ride. Listen, there are going to be some challenges. But with challenges becomes opportunity, gets opportunity. But here's what I do know. We're the freaking New York Jets. So we're built for this.
Yeah, we don't know that. That means nothing to me. Hickey, does that mean anything to anybody? Like, the Jets have proven to be a joke for years. Like, you saying that, what does that mean? Nothing.
Well, it means something to Aaron Glenn. Clearly, at least he's fired up, so it means something to someone. But to your point, I don't think any opponent now is worried about the Jets. I don't think any fan should be like, okay, now we're ready to go because our head coach believes in us.
Well, so yeah, who cares? We don't even know who the quarterback is going to be. Do we know where Aaron Rodgers is right now? Is he on one of his retreats now that the season is over? Is he going to watch the Super Bowl or is he underneath a rock?
I hope he's underneath a rock for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
Well, go a few months without him.
He might be. Aaron Glenn, by the way, made no indication one way or another as to whether or not Aaron Rodgers is going to be back with the New York Jets. And we're going to find out what road they're going to go through. If I'm the New York Jets, I'm starting from scratch. I don't want Aaron Rodgers. Because the chances, you're still swinging for the grand slam when you need to learn the fundamentals of the game. Learn how to put down a bunt. Start small and finish big. Hey, I can bunt the ball. Oh, I can hit a single. Oh, I got a double. Oh, I got a triple. Oh, I'm hitting for power. Oh, I'm stealing bases. Do all of that. You tried the grand slam. It didn't work. Get Aaron Rodgers the hell out of there. I think this will also allow Aaron Glenn to have a little bit more runway. Because if your first idea is to keep around Aaron Rodgers, you're already starting from behind the eight ball. Give yourself a clean slate. Aaron Rodgers, if I'm Aaron Glenn and the new GM, give that man the boot. And then you got another coach introduced yesterday. The coach who doesn't know whether he's coming or going, he's leaving, he's stopping, he's staying. Liam Cohen is the newest head coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Initially told the Jacksonville Jaguars, I don't want to talk to you. You're the ugly girl. I don't want to talk to you. And then the ugly girl put on some makeup. They fired Trent Baalke. And then he said, oh, I'll talk to you guys. I'll talk to you guys. And then he wouldn't even admit it yesterday. Because who's going to sit up on a stage and go, yeah, well, the reason I changed my mind is because they fired the GM that I didn't want to work for. And so that's why I started to ignore the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And that's why I ultimately changed my mind and came here to Jacksonville. You can't say that. You got to tell lies. Man sat up on a stage and told lies for like 30 minutes. Well, It was a business decision. That didn't have anything to do with it. I just sat around and thought with my family, this was the best decision for us. Okay. We get it. We've been here before. Not expecting anybody to answer questions at a press conference truthfully. Everybody has to tell lies. This is a Jaguars team where the defense stunk. Trevor Lawrence has been hurt again. Trevor Lawrence, unfortunately, has had to deal with I don't even know how many offensive coordinators and coaches. He had to work under Urban Meyer. Somebody needs to check Trevor Lawrence to see if he has PTSD for football. And now he has a new head coach who will change his mind at the flip of a dime, a flip of a switch. He said, you know what? Yeah, we were 4-13 last year. Yeah, they fired Doug Peterson. Yeah, I'm a liar. Yeah, I like to change my mind. But I believe we're a good team. Listen to him.
This isn't a 4-win team. Yes, that is the record, but this is not a 4-win team. Okay? How do we go from winning games to not losing them? I think that that's something we've got to address. And that is got to be in our veins, in our DNA, the culture of winning. I've learned it from the Los Angeles Rams and from a ton of other great organizations on how to go win football games. And so I think that that's something that we have to start as a team, as a group, and show how we're going to go do it.
Man, Doug Peterson won a Super Bowl, and he didn't know how to get the Jacksonville Jaguars to stop choking. Maybe it's the actual talent on the football field. I don't know. Maybe it's Trent Baalke and his draft picks, a vast majority, who never even ended up as starters. I don't know. Maybe it's the fact that a guy like Aiden Hutchinson, who was available to the Jacksonville Jaguars, it looks like even early in his career that he is on a Hall of Fame type trajectory with the Detroit Lions. Maybe that's why. But what do I know? Liam Cohen is just taking a job with Trevor Lawrence in a crap defense. And this sounds real nuts. I am not trusting the Raiders and Pete Carroll to have ultimate success because, as I told you, Pete Carroll is going to be gone soon from coaching. Aaron Glenn and the New York Jets? The Jets? I will have faith in them to have success when Aaron Rodgers is gone and Aaron Glenn has to stink for a few years and the owner is patient enough to say, oh, I get it. We got to suck and then we can get a quarterback. Liam Cohen and the Jags? Division sucks, right? Houston's taking a step back. Despite all the injuries, they still fired the offensive coordinator, Slowick. Titans, garbage, need a quarterback. Hickey, how about them Colts? They okay?
They should fire some people, but didn't. So,
his quarterback, is he working on his stamina this offseason? What's his deal?
Stamina, accuracy, decision making. I mean, should we go on?
I hope he's working right now. He's probably on a beach. I bet he is. I know he's on a beach somewhere. Is he a Pro Bowl alternate? No, hell no. Of course not.
Never say never. Tyler Huntley did get a Pro Bowl nod. Enough players may drop out where they're getting desperate. Mac Jones is a Pro Bowler.
Oh, my God. Where's the Pro Bowl? Is it Orlando? Where are they doing this crap at? Vegas?
Great question. I have no idea.
And playing flag football somewhere nobody knows.
Who cares?
Yeah, there's nobody. Like the NBA All-Star Reserves or whatever they did today or yesterday. You're like, hey, here are the rising stars. Like Victor Wembanyama and 20 other guys nobody cares about. You know, this is crazy. When you think about which coach is likely to have the most success, I think by default, it's Schottenheimer and Cohen, which doesn't even sound all that exciting. The Dallas Cowboys, at least they have a quarterback, regardless of how you feel about Dak. And then Trevor Lawrence still has some upside. I just don't believe in the Raiders and or the Jets at all that they'll have a success. What do you think?
Are you talking about just next year only?
No, I mean into the future. Like who's set up to have, like sustained success? If we got to look at this in 3, 4, 5 years, Pete Carroll's going to be gone. Aaron Glenn might be fired by then. Schottenheimer might be fired. Cohen might be fired. But if I got to lay a bet down, it might be on the two quarterbacks making more than 50 mil and the other one making 60.
I think Pete Carroll is the best choice, for me at least, in terms of success, just because he knows what he's doing. The other three guys, you have no idea.
You don't got nobody to play with.
That's a problem. Absolutely, that's a big problem.
And he told a lie and said he doesn't need a quarterback. Why did he say that? Why? But maybe we know why he didn't have Russell Wilson. Well, never mind. He had him throw the ball and Malcolm Butler took it. So what does Pete Carroll know?
I would trust Pete and his ability to build a team versus guys like Brian Schottenheimer. I have no idea what he brings to the table. Zero. Liam Cohen, I mean, he's a walking contradiction this entire... Yeah.
He's a liar.
He's a liar. And Aaron Glenn has energy, but, I mean, it's really Woody Johnson just sabotaging every single coach he's had, so there's no reason to believe that that will change now, even with what he said before when we played it on the show. I don't expect him now all of a sudden to be a great hands-off owner. Can't help himself. I'll trust for like a 3 or 4 year period, even though he may retire as soon as he kind of gets somewhere, gets some traction. I'll trust Pete Carroll. Kind of get it going here.
Yeah. You know what? You're right. I could see Tom Brady walking up to him in 3 years, putting his hand on his shoulder, walking up behind him, hand on the shoulder going, you know what, Pete? Thanks. You can go now. I'm going to give the job to your offensive coordinator. Hickey, that's going to happen in 3 years. Pete Carroll's going to go, what?
And then just to hit him where it really is low, Pete, also, thanks for throwing it.
Oh, my God. Come on. Come on.
If you're Pete.
You think they've had that conversation?
I mean.
Yeah, right.
Because they kind of have to, right? Kind of get the.
Well, Tom Brady is a jerk. Right.
Thanks for bailing me out there, Pete.
At least Marshawn Lynch got over it. He was at the press conference yesterday screaming Raiders. So I guess time heals all. Time heals all. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We're going to take a break. We come back on the other side. Let's get to your calls. And then how about this? There was an article about, you know, which coach in college football is next to have some success. You know, I think a couple of these guys might as well move to the NFL. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Right before we went to break, we took a look at the coaches who were hired yesterday, or at least introduced by their new NFL teams. And we talked about who is most likely to have the most success. Schottenheimer, Carroll, Glenn, Cohen. Hickey brought up a good point. Pete Carroll is likely to have the most success, and then they'll probably show him the door. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. And then I was also alerted to this. Earlier in the show, Anthony Davis, we named him the defensive player of the week, Navy Federal Credit Union. And I said, it is absolutely amazing that Anthony Davis has been playing basketball. Last year, he played 76 out of 82 games, which is a miracle for him. That is the most games that he has played in any NBA season for Mr. Glass. I mean, Charles Barkley called this dude Anthony Street Clothes Davis. And I said, it's a miracle that he's been healthy. Well, guess who's the jinx? Well, guess who is a jinx? It'd be me. I don't believe in none of that crap, but I'd be the jinx. Hickey, what did you just tell me about Anthony Davis?
Anthony Davis questionable to return in this game against the Sixers because he suffered an abdominal muscle strain.
Oh, my God. This is like minutes after I said that he's relatively healthy. We heard about the foot from the Olympics, and he's still been playing 41 games this season for the Los Angeles Lakers. He's only missed, what is that, 3 games, I believe? So he was on track, and now he has an abdominal issue? You never know with those things. He could be right back out there in a couple of days, or he'd be gone for a couple of weeks. No, he's not playing baseball. He ain't swinging. But I mean, damn. Hey, good luck to Anthony Davis. The Lakers are in Philadelphia right now. I don't even know who's healthy enough to play on the Sixers. Joel Embiid is basically he's basically a mummy at this point. Tyrese Maxey is there. Oh, my God. They have Eric Gordon in the starting lineup. Last time he was good. Indiana. Oubre. They have a Nance on the team. I don't even know who this. Who is Nance? Pete Nance from North Carolina. Okay. All right. I feel bad for anybody. Well, in Philadelphia, you paid to see LeBron. And so there you have it. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Mark is here from Nova Scotia. He's not frozen. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Mark?
Oh, hey, Jerry. Thanks for taking my call. I'm pretty frozen, man. It's cold. Anyway,
tell
it's
us
really
the,
cool.
What's the temperature in centigrade? Go ahead.
Man, I don't know. I think I'm supposed to get down to like something like minus 15 tonight, I think. Something like that. Anyway.
In Celsius?
Yeah, man.
So what is that in Fahrenheit like?
Dude, I don't know. Like, it's like, I think it might be like zero. Or like minus two or something.
That's okay as long as you're not standing outside for like 20 minutes doing nothing.
Nah, it's okay. I mean, we're pretty tough. But anyway, I was thinking, like, I just found out from you about like the Eberflus hiring, which is wild to me. But my thing is this. It's like, you know, like every city, like big or small, like there's always these joints, like these dive bars that just like, you know, they're sketchy places, and you know, you go into them. It's like they'll just hire whoever. They'll hire all the people, all the delinquents, all the people that get like fired for doing various things. And they're like, yeah, come on in, we'll hire you. Like, they'll pay you a lot less. I don't know. I feel like Jacksonville right now and Dallas, they're like the dive bars of the NFL.
Anybody will just, will they hire anybody?
It seems like it.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
You have experience with dive bars?
Oh, yeah, but I can't talk about it too much. In case people recognize my voice, it plays on the radio here where I live.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, just, you know. Just
how many? Well, there's a lot of people in Nova Scotia. Y'all got a college up there.
Yeah, we got a lot of universities and stuff. There's a lot of people. But, like, I have a very recognizable voice. Let's leave it at that.
You're Mr. Popularity in Nova Scotia?
No, not in the whole, but like in the city, like I'm a pretty big deal.
Explain. Tell us.
Well, come on, man. Like, I just, you know, out and about. And
Hickey, why is he being humble? Well, what's his deal? Why is this guy Mark being so humble?
Skeletons in the closet, maybe? Doesn't want to rifle him up?
Is he the king of Nova Scotia? Is he not supposed to call us?
Maybe the ladies are listening, and maybe they'll find out about each other if that's how Mark rolls.
Mark, you've been kicked out of some.
Let's settle that. One last thing before I go.
No. I'm not done. You were kicked out of some of these dive bars. You've been banned.
Only one ever in my life. But anyway, here's the situation. I work for the government of Nova Scotia.
Oh, crap. Okay, go ahead. Yeah. Tell us more.
No, I'm not telling you more.
are you soon to be the United States of Nova Scotia? Are you still going to be Canadian? Like, what's going on?
I mean, I'm banking on still being Canadian, but everything's kind of a wild card. All right.
Yeah, we got the...
Oh, by the way, one last thing. One last thing, if I get real quick. One last thing. Yeah, those press conferences are terrible, but still doesn't top how terrible Nick Sirianni's opening press conference was. Okay.
We have processes, and we have processes to make things simple and less thinking.
I still don't know what that was.
Yeah, less thinking means results, and results means less thinking and less reaction. Yeah.
All right. Cool, man. Nice talking to you.
Thank you, Mark. Hey, if I want to move to Nova Scotia, can I get like a government subsidy? Like, what happens?
I think they'll do it for you. I'm not sure about Hickey, but definitely for you. All right.
I want a package deal. Thank you, Mark. I don't want to do that. Hickey, you want to move to Nova Scotia?
After hearing that temperature, no, thank you. I'm good here.
If we move to Nova Scotia and they will take care of our housing and we don't got to buy food and we could do the show up there and then the summers are beautiful and then we can come back to the States when we want, you wouldn't want to go?
I mean, with that sweetheart deal, it's tough to say no.
Yeah, no expenses. Why not? We got the connect. Mark is the connect.
No expenses, free travel between borders.
I'm sure Mark is like that guy who was stealing from Shad Khan, right? Is that we can ask him for money. He can give it to us under the table. Mark is probably stealing from the Canadian government, right? Yeah, we got to ask him for some money. It's like, I don't want nobody to know who I am. I work for the government. I'm like, okay, all right. You know some people then. I will move to Nova Scotia. How long is that flight from Atlanta? Let's see. I don't even
know. Where is Nova Scotia? Is it on the east side?
Bruh, it is so far up the east. It's you just keep going, bruh.
Keep on going. Eventually you run into it.
You think that there's more. And you just keep going. Let's see.
But there's more.
Yeah. Only time I've seen Nova Scotia is flying over Europe. They make that loop. They don't go a straight line. They make that loop. Atlanta.
Oh, wow. Yeah, above Halifax. Jeez.
Atlanta to Nova Scotia. Oh, my God.
That is...
26 hours in my car. No thanks. I want to fly. Oh. What? Sydney? What? Atlanta to Halifax. I can do that. 5 hours. Oh, Hickey, I can fly Air Canada, $161.
Wow, they're begging you to go to Nova Scotia.
I can leave on February 4th. I can return on the 11th, so I watch the Super Bowl in Canada. Yeah. Oh, not even $400 for a flight. Terrific. Only 5 hours. Not bad. One stop. Oh, that's not even bad. It's 6 hours and a stop. Yeah, I'll go. Hickey, let's go. You want to go?
Sure. What is crazy now looking at a map? I thought it'd be like very close to like the North Pole, Arctic Circle, maybe kind of get a 2-for-1 there. It is very far away.
Yeah,
world is huge.
Yeah, world is big as hell.
Holy cow.
Hickey, I went to Anchorage, Alaska once. Man, just flying to Seattle and going, I got to fly again and more. I'm like, how much further am I going?
You look at the map, that is way up there.
Bruh, I was tripped out. Hickey, the sun did not come up until, I felt like I was on drugs. The sun did not come up until, we say like 10 a.m.
Oh.
And then the sun disappeared at like 4 o'clock. I was just like, no. And I know we got a lot of listeners in Alaska. Shout outs to everybody up there, everybody living, all the military folks. God bless y'all. Hickey, if I was up there, it sounds terrible. I'd be on some stuff. I would be.
I like the honesty. I think it's hard not to be.
I'm on some stuff. Carlos, did you live up there, Anchorage?
No shot.
Why? You like the sun?
I love the sun. It's the cold that I can't stand.
Oh, it's not that cold.
Dude, it's not that cold. I'm Puerto Rican. Like, everything is cold to me.
Yeah, no, it's not that cold. You live in New York. It's not that cold.
It's not that cold compared to where I'm from. I'm from Chicago, which is even insane. Yeah. You get the lakefront effect, wind chill, all that. So I was used to like minus degrees, but being here, I've gotten soft, man.
Yeah, no, you'll be okay. Anchorage is nice. And then you get the sun like 24 hours in the summertime. So almost no sun in the winter. And then you'd be tripped out in the other direction. By the time the earth rotated and tilted, you'd have sun 24/7. I would really be tripped out.
I feel like one part of that would be an Aaron Rodgers vacation destination.
What, just to go up there and do drugs?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like, hey, man, dude, the sun's still up, man.
Now, which is worse? To be out in the sunlight all day long where the sun never disappears, or 4 hours of sunlight?
I think the sun never disappearing is brutal.
Yeah, that's even more trippy, right?
It throws off everything. Like if you're a nocturnal animal, like how do owls and like, you know, all them operate? There's no cover.
I mean, well, if you're a human, they got blackout curtains up there. They got blackout curtains.
Start stocking up, man, because you got to force yourself to sleep.
When it's like 8 o'clock at night, what you do in July, you go in your house and you put the curtains up. You just act like it's dark outside. Is that go to bed? Hickey, which one would you choose?
I'd much rather have the sunlight. You guys are
all
crazy.
Day?
Yes.
All day?
You know how depressing it'd be to see the sun for 2 hours?
Oh, nah, bro.
That is not for me. No, thank you.
The sun out all day is like a drug by itself. Hickey, I'd give you 3 days before you...
But like you said, there's a way to fix it. Blackout curtains, and in your room, you can trick yourself and say it's nighttime.
Yeah, but
go
you
to
could
bed.
Also just turn on the street lamps.
No, it's not down. This,
it's
no.
It's so easy
that
to get
so
light.
That is so depressing. Bruh. At 10 o'clock in the morning, and it is pitch black. No, thank you.
Man, so, you know, y'all know I did morning radio before. And then I've done late night radio. And now I'm here, I'm doing afternoon, evening radio, depending on where the hell you live. Like, I don't care what time of day it is. Like, I got no problem being out at night. The only thing is, things are closed at night. But outside of that, I don't give a damn if it's nighttime. Hickey, let me tell you something. The sun out all day long and never leaving, I don't know how I could mentally. Not blackout curtains, I don't think, would solve that for me. Because you're naturally going to want to be outside. There comes a point in time where you are going to lose all concept of time just because of, you know, the sun is just there.
But doesn't it work the other way, though, too? If you wake up and it's 8 a.m. and it's pitch black out, then it's time for lunch at 12 and it's dark out. Doesn't that also throw you off?
Nah, but the sun is, at least you're getting something.
For 2 hours, and all of a sudden it's 3 o'clock, the sun is down, and you have no idea if it's 3 o'clock at night, 9 o'clock at night, 3 a.m. You have no idea.
Life is all about balance, okay? It's a yin and a yang. You need light, you need darkness. And so even by having a little bit of light, 4 or 5, 6 hours a day, I would take that than having, just like, that's like saying, would you rather have complete darkness for 4 months? Who wants that?
I don't. That's what I'm saying. No, thanks. I want the sun.
But you'll take the sun all day. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Okay.
You can do a lot more.
Oh, all right.
Feel
all
safer.
Right.
People are less likely to act crazy.
Lose your... no. You lose your mind. You lose your mind with the sun out all day. Never disappear. Okay. Go test it. Well, I'm going to find a travel agent up there. They're going to offer you a sweetheart deal. You can go hang out there for 3 months. Okay.
Wow, you shipped me off for 3 months. That's
You will come back. Your eyes will be bucked out your head. You have lost all of your hair.
I look great tan, though.
You'll feel like you were on a drug for 3 months. Okay? That's how you'll feel. Yeah, wild stuff. A shout out to everybody in Alaska. Now we know how Aaron Rodgers feels. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
All right. Well, Anthony Davis, Hickey just told me he has been ruled out of the game. Let's see how long he's going to be out of action, if at all. How about this? Anthony Davis is out. Brittany Griner. This is good news. Brittany Griner is in. Brittany Griner has agreed to a 1-year contract here in Atlanta with the Dream. She's moving on from Phoenix. I saw some news earlier today, not to beat people over the head with WNBA news. Alyssa Thomas is moving from Connecticut to Phoenix, and now Brittany Griner is going to be here in Atlanta. Hickey, I've spoken to her one time before, years ago. You want me to go talk to her? When she's got to have a press conference here, right?
You would think so. Yeah, you should go.
Yeah. You know how many Atlanta? Never mind. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Hickey, I always feel bad. You know, when something big happens, everybody wants to show up. I haven't gone to a Dream game yet. I haven't.
You know what they should do? They should get Harry the Hawk. Did you see what Harry did tonight?
Oh, my God. What? I sound like a complete idiot. I was going to say, Hickey, you know I know Harry the Hawk. But what did he do today?
Half court, backwards, drain the shot.
Oh, he does. He does that all the time.
Oh, I saw people going crazy over it on social media. I figured this was maybe, a once in a lifetime. I mean, half court, back to the basket, throwing with one hand is not exactly something you can do easily.
He practices that. He does that shot like 3 times every game.
Oh.
He doesn't make it all the time. Hickey, I was watching him on Saturday. He took like 3 of those shots, and he almost made every single one.
But he missed all 3, is what you're saying.
Yeah, but it's not unusual for him to make one. He's the man. I call the bird a man. Wait. Yeah. But he's a man.
So Atlanta does well in mascots. Who's the Falcon mascot?
Freddie?
Freddie the Falcon. And Harry the Hawk.
Yeah, Freddie repels from the ceiling.
Not bad.
And then we have another bird mascot, the College Park Skyhawks, the G League team.
Hmm.
He looks like Harry the Hawk if he took steroids.
Oh, jacked, huh?
Yeah, this bird, he is a jacked bird. Okay. He's massive.
Blooper look like an idiot.
Oh, he would. Hickey, they introduced him. Harry the Hawk introduced him at a game. He came from the ceiling, and I'm like, whoa. He could beat the hell out of Harry. He's a mess. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. We're going to talk more football and basketball and get to your calls and have fun. It's the Infinity Sports Network. Don't move.